Just then, the whole damn mountainside opened up. The tall corporal spun around from the impact of the bullets and came flying forward. Up the hill! Up the hill! Gearhart was on his knees and pointing up. Simpson was firing, and I opened up. We started scrambling up the hill toward where the fire was coming from. I heard the rounds whining and buzzing around my head like angry bees. I was doubled up, firing, from a crouched position. I moved against a tree and aimed at where I thought they had to be. This way! This way! Gearhart was going up first. I found myself going up after him. Johnson and Lobel were on our left. Johnson got down and started spreading fire. Brew was feeding him. I kept firing, moving under Johnson's cover. We hit a ledge and I almost fell over a dead Kong. When we got to the ledge, we were less than 30 meters from the top of the hill. Gearhart had got a M79 from someplace and was shooting grenades to the top. Some guys threw some grenades over the top, and Johnson and another 60 raked it over pretty good. We made the last 30 meters in less than a minute, with everybody throwing grenades over the top. Stewart was on the phone. The choppers and the jets would be in the air already. We got to the top, and there were three more Kongs on the ground. One was only wounded. He was half sitting up, and I think he was trying to get his hands up. Captain Stewart opened up on him, and his head snapped back and his arms flailed for a moment, even after I knew he was dead. We got to the crest of the hill and started firing down the other side. We didn't see any Kongs, but they had to be there somewhere. The fact that we had found four bodies was a miracle. Incoming! I dove to the ground and bounced up to my knees as the blast hit. I tried to stand, but my legs went out from under me. What the hell was happening? To the left! That way! That way! I heard Gearhart calling out. I saw Johnson. He had a rag or something around the 60 and was shooting it from the hip. Another round hit, and I saw Johnson go to his knees. Oh, Jesus! Oh, Jesus! I looked around. It was Brew. There was blood gushing out from the top of his leg. I could see the bone. Medic! Medic! I tried to get over to Brew. My head was spinning. I thought I was too scared to move. I tried to force myself to move. Then I looked down and saw that my pants were ripped open. I saw the flesh already starting to swell. I was hit. Oh, Mama. Oh, Mama, please don't let me die. Get the choppers in here! I pushed myself over on my stomach and looked for my rifle. The next round lifted me, and I felt something hit my wrist and tear into the flesh. I felt as if somebody was putting a hot iron on my wrist, then dragging it through the flesh. Oh God, oh God, oh God, please. Back off the fucking hill. They got it zeroed. I could get one eye open. I saw Gearhart backing down the hill. He was firing the grenade launcher and looking around. I felt somebody grab me by the collar. I couldn't turn around. My leg twisted under me and there was pain. But more than the pain in my leg, more than my wrist dangling in front of me, was the thought that I was going to die. I was going to die. Oh God. Oh God, please. Please.